Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of January 2022 for all life path numbers. It feels a bit surreal that we're already stepping into 2022, so Happy New Year! Before we get into the reading, I do want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you're interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So, 2022 is a six universal cycle, and it's much different energy than the fast-paced, sort of frenetic, transformative, expansive, big energy of the five cycle of 2021. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already, listening to your 2022 forecast for your personal life path number to gain a better understanding of this six universal year-long cycle that we're all stepping into, because it's going to be a powerful year. For January specifically, we are stepping into a seven universal cycle for the month. So collectively, we will all feel this energy in some way. So for those that are new to my channel, please understand that first and foremost, I'll go over the energy for the collective, and this includes you, and then I dive more specifically into the individual life path energy for the month. So it all works in tandem, so I highly suggest just getting cozy and listening to the entire video. So, the seven energy throughout January can sort of have us focusing more on our holistic health, body, mind, and spirit. What are we feeding our own life force? This isn't only referring to, of course, nutrients for the physical body, but what are we ingesting into our mind and our spirit as well? Who and what are we surrounding ourselves with? If the energy we are inviting in, body, mind, spirit, is more toxic than healthy, chaotic rather than soothing, aggressive over calm, and overall negative over positive, then that is the fuel that the entire vehicle and our presence, body, mind, spirit, is running on. So think about how that will affect how you feel, how you treat others, how you treat yourself, and your overall outlook on life. Under this seven energy, we may find that the universe presents us with some kind of roadblock to sort of force us to put the brakes on, to take a closer look at where it is we can make some adjustments to how we treat ourselves, all of ourselves, right? Like, again, holistically, body, mind, spirit. Perhaps we need to distance ourselves from certain relationships, to take a break from the news, social media, to spend more quality time in solitude and with the people whose cups are always full and don't expect us to deplete our own in order to fill theirs up. So perhaps there is a call to get reconnected this month to our own spiritual side and spend more time connecting with Mother Earth and allow her healing energies to rejuvenate our spirit. This month is the perfect time to do a major check-in and do any maintenance work that we have been neglecting on ourselves so that we don't get to the point of needing full-on repair. Listen to your body this month and don't subscribe to any level of guilt or shame when it comes to your self-care and taking the time for that self-care, whatever that looks like for you. The world will be there when you reemerge, right? This seventh cycle encourages us to retreat, to reflect, to heal, and to focus on our own holistic health. Under this influence, this is not a time to be impulsive, to take big risks, if you can avoid it. Now, of course, life happens, right? Sometimes we have to make those big decisions, take those big risks, regardless of what the astrology, the numerology, or the energy sort of dictates. And so, of course, follow your heart, follow your circumstances, use your logic, whatever. Do what you need to do. But if you can avoid it, this is going to be a time, again, just think of like sinking into the stillness, doing things a little bit more organically, taking your time, taking time for solitude. thinking things through. Seven energy is very, very, very connected to the metaphysical, but they're also very, it's a very, also a very practical energy. It's also very connected to the earth. And so there is practicality around this where there's not a whole lot of impulsivity at times. It's more reflective. It kind of takes its time. It wants to make sure that even though it's the bridge between the metaphysical and the physical, what it's bringing into the physical, that energy wants to make certain that it's something that is worth bringing into the physical. So again, just take your time under this energy. You don't have to be impulsive. Just make sure that what you're manifesting, what you're bringing in, is what you want to bring in. This is an energy where little effort is going to be required for things to come to completion now. You've already done the hard work, the heavy lifting, the input, all of those things. And so now it's going to be a time for, again, sort of sinking into receptivity mode and being open to receiving the rewards, the gifts, the fruition of, you know, the completion, the tangibles of what it is you've been working so hard towards, which is really kind of beautiful because it's like if you've really, you know, if 2021 was a tumultuous year and you had to put a lot of effort into a lot of things and whatnot, this month is really saying, let's capture those rewards. Let's let the rewards come to us. Think of like the spider who's built its web and now it's allowing its nutrients to come to it. It's not seeking it out. That's really kind of like the seven energy for this month. It's, I believe in astrology, there's several planets that are retrograde. And so this is a time for, again, reflections, receptivity, allowing the nutrients to come to you holistically, body, mind, spirit. And you get to decide whether you're going to eat that nutrients or not, right? Body, mind, spirit. So again, this is going to be a time for and a period for sort of watching and waiting and let this cycle work for you. This is a lovely time for vacations, for staycations, for writing that book that you've always wanted to write, for taking a class that sort of expands the mind, especially if it's anything to do with like theology, religion, metaphysics, mystical teachings, yoga, astrology, numerology, and so on. So things that are sort of not necessarily taboo, but sort of outside the mind that would allow you to expand the mind in a way. This is a great energy for really diving into those sort of classes and taking some kind of maybe lecture or workshop or something like that, where you're not expending a lot of energy per se, but you're expanding the mind and expanding the spirit, right? With that little physical effort. So listen to your own internal promptings at this time and pay extra attention to your dreams, your visions, your intuition now. Again, this is very feminine, divine feminine energy, receptivity, stillness, reflection, sinking into, again, the stillness. Where is your soul gently leading you now? This isn't about forcing. This isn't about aggression. This isn't about, again, sort of that more aggressive action of the masculine energy. This is very receptive, very still, very organic and soft energy. So again, where is your soul gently leading you now? The messages can come in as a whisper, but they can also feel like a lightning bolt when you receive it and when you hear it. So overall, with this seven illumination, do not fight the urge for rest, rejuvenation, and inner reflection. Much can be learned and discovered during this quieter, softer cycle if we listen. You can get answers to some really big questions during this cycle, but you have to be open. You have to be receptive. So be receptive to what the universe is trying to show you now through the stillness. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the individual life path number. Life path 11 twos. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got crow spirit. And crow's message is co-create with spirit. So one thing about the crow that's really interesting is these are very intelligent birds. They usually get a bad rap for, you know, being seen as like an omen or something like that, or like bad things may happen or whatever, but they're very magical birds. And they usually, when we see them, hold some kind of message of potential trickery or like something's something's not right, follow our gut type thing. You know what I mean? Like when you walk into a room and you get that sense of like, something's not right here, right? To like follow that instinct. And like crow will usually get us to follow, when crow spirit comes in, it's usually getting us to pay attention to what we know, like our inner knowing about something, because typically that's accurate. Crows are very, very smart, intelligent animals. And so when I see crow come into a reading, a lot of times it's to be sure that you are sort of working in tandem between your more physical, logical, egoic mind, right? And the more ethereal, spiritual side of yourself. Yes, the message with crow is co-create with spirit, but I think it's important too to remember that you embody all of that within you, right? The very physical, human side of things that's very practical, logical, etc. But then you also have that soul entity within us, right? The divine within us, the cosmic side of ourselves. And so I'm really getting this energy to really try to embrace all sides of yourself, especially this month. Sometimes in life we can become more in an extreme, like we can become too practical, where we need to, like, seeing is believing and we need an explanation for everything. And if we can't logically explain it, then it's not real type thing. And the more you sort of release that more rigid mindset and kind of open yourself up to the mysticism, the magic that is, right? The universal, you know, I mean, energy, right? It's like you kind of just start to see things from a much larger scope. And so I'm just getting this energy of to not fall into either extreme, right? Because there's some of us that are like struggle with being in the more physical realm and have our heads in the cloud and that sort of thing. And it's very difficult to stay grounded. I'm just getting this sense that with Crow's message, you're really being asked to incorporate both sides of yourself, because they're so, so important. And we're in a 7 universal cycle for January. And so it really is about that holistic health, body, mind, spirit. So just remember that, yes, as you you are co-creating in this lifetime with a higher energy, right? Like God, the universe, the higher source, whatever you subscribe to. If you subscribe to something more, we're definitely creating. We don't live in a vacuum. Let's put it that way, right? We are co-creating in some aspect. We do not have control over everything, right? There are powers that be that have control that we can't see and that we don't have access to and that we don't have power over. You see what I'm saying? And so there is that co-creative process. But I'm really getting the sense that for you all, for this month especially, you're just really being asked to slow down a little bit and explore all sides of yourself. To not, be too rigid in your thinking, but not shame yourself for that logical side of yourself. And also embrace the more mystical side of yourself, like the more magical side of yourself, the one that, you can't explain certain things, and to learn to be okay with that and kind of embrace that, again, that mysticism. So the things that are outside of the mind, let's put it that way, right? To embrace those, to play with them. I just think that it's going to open up new worlds for you in a sense. And if you're somebody, again, who's more heavily into the mysticism, but not as grounded, this would be a good month to, again, incorporate more of that groundedness into your everyday life through walking meditations or with spending more time in nature or whatever the case may be. So again, just kind of comes back to that energy of this is a checkpoint sort of month where, again, we want to see where do we need to do some maintenance, body, mind, spirit, so that we don't have to go into full-fledged repair. You see what I'm saying? So I think crow coming in at this time is really encouraging you to do that, to really embrace all sides of yourself and even those sides that you don't understand yet, right? Because the more that you sort of explore and invite that side of, those sides of yourselves to open up to you, the more that you'll learn about yourself. And the more open you are to that, the more expansive that process can be, which is really, really beautiful. So when I look at the overall month for you all, this is a really beautiful month. This is a really positive month for you guys. So we start the month off with some kind of emotional offer coming in, something that has some kind of like emotional pull to it. This is something new though. This is like maybe a new job offer that you've wanted. This is a new opportunity to work with somebody, collaborate with somebody, start a relationship with somebody, you know, whether it's platonic or otherwise. An opportunity to invest in something, to take a trip, to do something that fills you up, that feels really, really good. So some kind of offer coming in, some kind of new idea coming in. I don't necessarily think that you'll take action this month. This is a slower moving energy month. But I feel like the offer is coming in, and this could be you making an offer to somebody as well. So if that's the case, I feel like you're ready to do that. I don't feel like you need to spend a lot more time mulling it over or thinking about it. I think that you're ready to do that. And so, yeah, I would go with it. It looks like it's supported. The energy is definitely there to support it. And actually, as we move into the mid-month, there is kind of like all systems go for you. So I would say definitely if you're trying to put together some kind of proposal, make an offer of some sort, maybe you're looking to put an offer in on a house or something like that that you've wanted, or but maybe you thought you wouldn't qualify for or whatever, I would say just do it. Just see what happens. Again, this is going to be a month where it's more about receptivity and allowing things to come to us type thing, because we've done the work. And again, it's not forcing things. So going back to Crow's message of co-create with spirit, you've sort of done your part and now we let the universe do its part as well. So I would say this could be something coming in, something coming to fruition that you've been working on or that you've been trying to get off the ground, or you've been putting some kind of effort in and now you're kind of seeing that come to light. You're seeing things kind of come to fruition. That's very, very possible. I usually use the sort of analogy of like the spider that creates the web that then waits for the nutrients to come to it. It's like it's done the work. It's created the web. So that's sort of what this energy is in January with this 7 cycle, is you've done the work, so let it come to you. So it could be an offer coming to you in response to the work that you have done previously, the effort that you've put forth previously. So this is really beautiful. It feels very, very supportive. It could be you making an offer. So if it is you making an offer, that's fine. If it calls to you, because it is also very supportive, supported energetically. Mid-month, this is like energy of like, this is very passionate energy, very much like your soul is on fire in a good way, like feels like excited about the future, reignited hope, really looking forward to what's to come, what you're going to be a part of, what you're going to create, all those things. It's like all systems go. You feel very balanced, it looks like, body, mind, spirit type thing. You feel very connected to your higher consciousness and you're willing to take those inspirations from your higher consciousness and create something within the physical, whatever that is, whether that's actual life, like having a baby, or if it's building something like a house or a career or your business, whatever. But there's definitely this like reignition. And I would say it's a reignition because it's something I feel like maybe you was sparked in you before, but you sort of had to lay to rest for a bit. But it looks like it's coming in really, really strongly. And actually, I'm really drawn to children here. So for some of you, this could be about starting a family or starting to work with children in some way, or children or animals. That both have that sort of like very childlike energy, innocent energy, very pure energy. A lot of, again, just that inner child type energy. But for some of you, it could very well be about starting a family and starting to take the actions to do that. And for some of you, yeah, it's just kind of like this reignition, like this reigniting your passion, your drive, what you want to go after, and no more like settling type thing. You want to see the things within your life grow that you're putting effort towards. And so this could be for some of you a change in direction, a change in your path, something where you're going to be very decisive about it so that you can. It's kind of like if you go to the store and you're trying to decide what you want to plant in your garden, you can't plant everything. You have to be decisive about what you plant. So you want to plant what you actually like what you want, right? So if you don't like zucchini, then why would you plant zucchini, you know, unless you're selling it like mass market or something. But it's kind of that thing. It's like, choose your seeds very, very carefully and make sure that it's what you want to plant in your garden, because you're going to have to nurture this garden. You're going to have to water it and be patient with it and allow it to grow, and it will grow and it will produce. So again, I feel like this is like excitement for planting those seeds and watching them grow type thing. And so this could be the month where you're at the store picking out those seeds. And then deciding like, you know, I purchased the pumpkin seeds, but I don't really like pumpkins, so I'm not going to plant them. You see what I'm saying? You can change direction here. It's totally up to you. And I would say go for the things that ignite your spirit and ignite your soul. And remember that you co-create with spirit on all of this. So you get to choose the seeds, and then with the soil ground, you know, latches onto, will grow. So if it's not meant to be, then it'll be a dud seed and it won't grow. But you are an active participant in this process, and you get to decide and you get to choose the path that you want to walk on as you do that process. So I feel like this is going to be some big decisions coming in for you. Again, not necessarily taking action just yet. This is the process where, again, you're kind of getting the inspiration, thinking about things, starting to plan. Maybe going and buying the seeds, maybe planting the seeds, but you're not harvesting the seeds yet. And so, but there's a really big level of excitement around this, whatever this is. And so, it's very, very much supported. And the universe is basically saying to you, go get the seeds that you want to plant, and I will help you to make them grow. So again, it's like, you know, you do the effort of putting them in the ground, making sure they're watered and fed and all those things, and protected from the environment and that sort of thing. And nature will make sure that it grows, right? That's the co-creation. So I think you're going to have an opportunity to really do that. And that can be in the form of relationships, in career, in starting a family, whatever. But you are going to have to take the reins now. You're going to have to make some decisions, and you're going to have to stand behind those decisions and maybe set some boundaries with people as well. But there is a lot of life force energy here for you all mid-month. So whatever it is that you're going to put your attention to and your intention behind will more than likely grow. So again, make sure you're choosing the seeds that you want to actually plant. That's going to be key. Okay, and then end of the month, this is beautiful. Like I said, it's kind of like a storyline here. It's like beginning of the month, you have this, some kind of offer coming in, some kind of something coming to fruition, maybe that was from the past that you've been working on. And then mid-month, you're just evaluating, you're picking out your seeds, you're planting those seeds, you're planning for the future, you've got that excitement about the future, you're co-creating with spirit. Then we move into the end of the month, and it's kind of like you just have this very solid direction. Like you kind of know the direction you're moving in now. Maybe before it was a little cloudy, it was a little behind the veil type thing. There were some things that were really, really unclear, but I feel like you have a really good idea of the direction you want to move into now, and you have the confidence to do that without, again, trying to... You're not so worried about necessarily how other people are going to respond, how your choices and your decisions are necessarily going to impact another, meaning that you're not that you would do something that would harm another, obviously, but this is something where it's like maybe you have been curtailing what you want to do to please other people, to like not cause a rift, to not cause issues. But I feel like you're going to be at a place now where you're going to realize that in order to be able to choose the seeds that you want, to be able to plant the seeds that you want, to be able to nurture them properly, you're going to have to cut away some of the fat. You're going to have to cut away some of the people, the experiences that are not serving you and that don't work in this scenario, right? You're going to have to cut away the seeds that you don't want, if that makes sense. So I feel like in the past where you might have sort of curtailed yourself from doing that because you don't want to hurt somebody or you don't want to like disrupt somebody's journey or whatever. I feel like you're getting very much to the point where you're like, I need to do this for me and this one life that I have on this planet at this time in history. So let me do what I need to do. And you can do that in a way that's not, you know, aggressive or like, you know, you can do that in a loving way. Let's put it that way. But I feel like you are really at that point now where some big decisions need to be made. You feel confident to be able to make them. You know that in order to move forward with what it is that you want to move forward with, you have to make these decisions. You have to release the seeds that you don't want to plant. Otherwise, you're just going to have a really crowded garden and a bunch of stuff that you don't want. So I feel like you're really stepping into that level of power this month, where again, it's like, you know that it's like you create the existence you want to have, you know, to the parts that you have control over. So for those parts, make sure that what you're keeping in your circle, what you're keeping in your experience are the things that you want to continue to nurture, to grow, to expand. So again, can be career, relationships, whatever. If you're in a dead-end job and you know you're in a dead-end job and you hate that job, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to leave that job today. It just means that you know it's not serving you. So start the process of finding something different. And just by initiating that, just by putting your intention behind it, you are a co-creator, right? Like the universe will work with you to send you the next piece, right, to the puzzle that works with that intention. So again, I would say very much so this month, pay very close attention to your intentions, pay very close attention to what it is that you put your energy behind, what you choose to keep in your experience, because that's what you continue to put energy towards and that's what's going to continue to grow. So really powerful month for you all. Very a big opportunity here to make some big strides if you choose to. Again, this month feels like the planning process, the decision-making process, the month for gaining clarity about how you want to move forward. I would anticipate probably February, March, you'll start to take those actions and start to see things start to move. So yeah, this is honestly, if I could come up with like one little phrase, it would be like, this is a new lease on life for you is what it feels like. It's very interesting. It doesn't have to be across the board, like your whole life is getting uprooted, but it feels like in some areas where you felt like you've been stuck or you've had some big decisions to make and they've been weighing you down, I feel like you're getting a new lease on life here through your own actions, through you taking control of your part of the co-creation process, which is really powerful. So I like to see this for 11s. So hopefully this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope it's a beautiful January for you all. I can't wait to see what you create. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.